So you're asking for the feedback. You're asking for the right kind of feedback through using these questions. What about receiving the feedback? Because asking for feedback is only part of using feedback to improve your craft. You also need to know how best to receive feedback and what to do with it. As a business owner, you'll know you either need to hire a writer or become a writer. Welcome to the show where you'll hear conversations covering everything you need to know about writing for and about your business. Hello and welcome back to the show. Today I want to talk about feedback and specifically about how you can ask questions about your draft to get feedback that's actually helpful and a little bit about how to receive feedback because let's face it, asking for feedback on our writing can be frankly terrifying. So I'm going to start with a quote, and just to warn you here, if you have got children listening, you might want to forward this episode by about 30 seconds. Okay, this is a quote from Bird by Bird by Anne Lamott, and she writes, "The only way I can get anything written at all is to write really, really shitty first draft." When my students and clients first hear about writer Anne Lamott's concept of the shitty first draft, the sense of relief can be enormous. Just to write, releasing ourselves from the pressure of writing something good, and also knowing that everyone's first draft is rubbish, can be incredibly freeing. Everything that you read, everything that's published, has been through multiple rounds of revisions. Once we've written a first draft, though, and taken it through various stages of self-editing, there will come a time to ask for some outside feedback. In fact, one of the best ways to improve our writing craft can be to get feedback, whether that's from a writing professional, an ideal reader, or kindly, perhaps long-suffering, family member. But getting unhelpful or misguided feedback can be one of the worst things we can do for our writing. Writing coach Jenny Nash writes on Jane Friedan's blog about just this topic. Most writing groups tiptoe around glaring weaknesses in the work being shared and sometimes tell outright lies about it because they don't want to hurt people's feelings. All the writer hears is praise or vague criticism that isn't very actionable, and so they assume that what they are writing is solid, if not awesome, and they plough on creating fundamentally flawed work. She also talks about the damage that negative feedback from the wrong person in a writing group can have and what the effects can be on the writer. So I want to focus on how to best take advantage of non-specialist feedback on your writing. And by non-specialist, I mean someone who is not a specialist in your subject and someone who is probably not trained or experienced writing professional. So maybe you're a financial advisor writing a book about pitfalls new investors should avoid. Rather than asking a fellow financial professional to look at the manuscript, why not ask someone who's not even sure what a financial advisor does? Non-specialists might tell us if our text is engaging, if we have pitched the writing for a general audience, and whether we're asking the reader to fill in any gaps. Unlike writing professionals, though, these readers may not be able to advise us on how to fix these issues. And it's important to let the reader know what type of feedback you want. A writing professional, such as a writing coach or editor, will ask you about your stage in the writing process and where to focus the feedback. They should also be able to guide you to the type of feedback that is most appropriate for your stage or lead you to someone else who can help. But if you're working with someone who can give you insight as a non-specialist reader, they may not ask you what kind of feedback you want. It will be up to you to guide them to the bigger picture before their inner grammar police start hounding your delicate draft. There's nothing worse than asking for feedback on the first draft of your book and all you get back are comments about commas in the wrong place. Okay, so you really should give a clean draft to the reader to make their life easier, but you also need to let them know that it's a draft. You can say something like, "I'm still working on this, but what do you think of this general idea? Is there anything else I need to include?" So I'm going to go through a few types of feedback to ask for at different stages of the writing process and give you some ideas about how to ask for this feedback. If you're at the beginning, you'll want feedback on ideas and content. So you might ask questions like, Did you see what you expected after reading the title and introduction? Is there anything missing? Is there anything there that you don't think is relevant? On later drafts, you might want feedback on organisation and impact. So you can ask things like, is everything in the right place? Does it follow logically? What action does this make you want to take, if any, if that's relevant? What do you want to find out more about after reading this? How does this make you feel? And on final drafts, you'll want feedback on surface errors. So you might ask things like, are there any obvious errors in grammar or spelling? Is there any part of this you need to read twice to understand what I was saying? Now, if you've listened to the episode on editing and different types of editing, which I'll link to in the show notes, then you'll notice that the way that you're asking these questions follows the stages of editing from macro to micro. And there's a reason for that. It's the best and most effective way to revise your text. So you're asking for the feedback. You're asking for the right kind of feedback through using these questions. What about receiving the feedback? Because asking for feedback is only part of using feedback to improve your craft. You also need to know how best to receive feedback and what to do with it. So after helping thousands of writers over the years, I've realized that when it comes to receiving feedback, there are pretty much three main types of writers. The first is the defensive writer, and this is the writer who has an explanation and defense for every piece of feedback or suggestion. Oh, the reason I wrote it like this is because the readers already know X, Y, Z. This is a writer who doesn't really need to ask for feedback, as they're never going to take any of it on board anyway. If you're a coach or an educator, maybe you have had some clients who are uncoachable or don't take on feedback, and you wonder why they ever signed up to work with you. So don't be that person when you're asking for feedback. The second type of writer takes every piece of feedback on board and changes the text so much that it no longer resembles their own voice. They'll take on comments of every random reader in a well-meaning writing group and make their own work non-recognisable. They're also non-discerning about who they get feedback from and why. The third writer is the critical apprentice. This is my favourite writer to work with. This is also the writer that I try to be. The critical apprentice will be grateful for feedback. However, they'll consider suggestions carefully and decide whether they are helpful or not. The critical apprentice knows that all feedback is not created equal. The writer realises that often there is no right or wrong, but they value the different perspectives that others give them, and they can take on board what is useful and leave the rest. So be the critical apprentice, listen to the feedback, thank the reader, and then decide whether to use the feedback or not. It's your text, ultimately. Any feedback an editor gives you is a suggestion, and any feedback your non-specialist reader gives you is also a suggestion. Above all, remember it's your text and you get to call the shots. This is why, in my editing or writing coaching, I won't change something for the writer without their knowledge. I'll always make suggestions and ask questions, but the writer needs to have the final say. So ask different people for feedback. Be clear about the feedback you want and be a gracious but discerning recipient of feedback. I hope that's been useful, and I hope it's going to encourage you to ask for the right kind of feedback on your draft when the time is right. Take care now and happy writing. If you need more help with your writing, head on over to my website, lizzytangye.com, where you can find a ton of resources to help you. There's a free author workbook to help you decide which book to write and focus your ideas, along with daily email guidance from me for a week as you work through the questions in the workbook. You'll also find links to everything mentioned on this show in the show notes.